Paul George. News, weather, traffic, and sports in this 3 o'clock hour, brought to you in part by Bertarelli Paper Company. For all of your business PPE needs, it's Bertarelli Paper. Work with Marco and his family directly, and they can handle your order of hand sanitizer, masks, disinfectant sprays, disposable gloves, toilet paper, and thermo scanners, which are perfect for offices, gyms, and other high-traffic businesses. Contact Marco directly by emailing marco@bertarellico.com or call 314-323-0712, 314-323-0712, and let Bertarelli Paper take your order and take care of you and your business. From the 590 The Fan KFNS Studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn, and just around the corner is the large morning show in the afternoon with Franco Opinion.
The Post Sports Bar and Grill wants to thank everyone for their continued support. They are happy to announce they will be reopening on Wednesday, May 6th. Get ready for their brand new menu with 14 new items like a BLT cheesesteak and a fried pancake brownie sundae. You heard that right. And everything will be available through their own in-house delivery service. Stay posted with all the news and updates at thepostsportsbar.com and all of their social media accounts. Stay healthy and stay posted. St. Louis, we'll see you in May.
You owe it to yourself to feel your absolute best when quarantine is over, and U.S. Men's Medical Center is here for you throughout these tough times. Not only does testosterone production decrease once you turn 30, things like stress and depression can affect it as well. They accept all insurance, including Medicare. Get your energy, motivation, and focus back on track and schedule your appointment today online at usmensmedicalcenter.com or give them a call at 636-244-5333 or visit their office at 303 Jungerman Road, Suite B in St. Peter's.
The housing market is about to really take off. Everyone that had to sell still needs to sell. And everyone that wanted to buy still needs to buy. Get pre-approved for your new home in 5 minutes at thehomeloanexpert.com.
The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
Biggie's Restaurant has been a staple of the community for over 30 years, and that has not changed. Now you can order from Biggie's with delivery and curbside pickup Wednesday through Sunday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. They've added half-baked pizzas that you finish at home, and some of their most popular dishes like chicken parmesan, pastas, and salads are available. Biggie's will be offering free delivery within a 5-mile radius. Give them a call at 781-0060 to put in your order for pickup or delivery today. Thanks to everyone who continues to support local.
At a time like this, the essentials are so important. And that's why Edibles and Essentials is still taking every measure to make sure your kitchen and fridge are well stocked. They're still offering carryout and online ordering on batch cocktails and drinks, cafe items like their potato salad, apps like crab cakes, and even meal kits for you to finish up at home. I'm talking banh mi tacos, Moroccan chicken, and roasted veggie lasagna. Check out the full menu, find more information, and put in your order today at ediblesandessentials.com.
Tim McKernan here for Design Air Heating and Cooling. Their business is essential to your comfort and safety, so Design Air will continue to offer services for emergency repair, installation, and preventative maintenance while taking all of the recommended precautions to eliminate physical contact. For more information on air purifiers, please visit designairservice.com. And for all of your heating and air conditioning needs, contact the official HVAC company of the Ryan Kelly Morning After, Design Air Heating and Cooling.
Hi, Denise from Appliance Discounters. We at Appliance Discounters want you to know that in these unpredictable times, we will be there for you. When things seem to be out of control, you can always control your meals at home. We have all the GE major appliances you need for preparing and preserving your meals. We're also here for your laundry needs so that you can feel confident that you always have sterile, fresh clothing and bedding. Home appliances are not a luxury but a necessity in life, and you can call, email, or stop by, and we promise to abide by all the safety requirements that will keep you and all of us safe.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
My calculations are correct. When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're gonna see some serious
crossed over if I never have a cent.
Love that movie.
I'll be rich as
If something happened to our equipment, they cut a word out.
Yeah.
It glitch.
Must go bleep.
It's like a little glitch. How about going from fall yesterday to midsummer today?
No kidding.
Nice. I like it. 81. That's what my car said. Welcome. It's a good day. I'll tell you why. Good day. Probably a better day for us than for you. Because it's our Friday. We have long weekends, three-day weekends. We're glad to have you with us. It's just a fantastic day. And it's for a couple of reasons. I'll share a couple of those with you as we get into this. This is, if you don't know, the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. It's on Monday through Thursday from 3 to 6. And this is the 14th of May. Another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
No, it's coming up.
Yeah, a little over 2 weeks. I just noticed that. I was off by a little over 2 weeks. Does anybody have anything to say?
Oh, I do.
Okay, before you do, because I want to do this a couple times and not forget it, some of the good news I got today is Annie Gunn's restaurant opens Tuesday.
Wow.
Hallelujah. First Community Credit Union, you can go back into the lobby Monday.
Whoa, nice.
Ballas Dental Care, open for business that's not just for emergencies, starting Monday. See all the good news there is? And on the day after Memorial Day, which is the 26th or 28th, I don't have a calendar in front of me, something like that. Let's check it. Hold on. Memorial Day is... I didn't deserve
bent
that.
Bent over.
Monday the 25th.
So the 26th, day after Memorial Day, we will welcome, at least that week, it may be Tuesday, maybe Wednesday, a brand new advertiser and part of the show.
Whoa!
I will tell you who it is, and I will ask you to not take your business, meaning the business they do, anywhere else, because this is a giant piece of positive information for this show. It is complete auto body. They have three locations there in St. Peter's, Hazelwood, and Delwood. Here's how good complete auto body is. Lots of car dealers have their own body shops. That's more common than uncommon. Johnny Londoff does not. Because Johnny Londoff knows that more than likely if they had their own body shop, it would not be as efficient, as good, make as much sense as letting Complete Auto Body do all their body work, and that's what they do. That's where all the body work is done for Londoff, is Complete Auto Body. And that's all I needed to know. And I first talked to Curtis Barks, who owns Complete Auto Body, over a year ago. And I really wanted them on this show and wanted them to be a part of this show. And we couldn't make it happen. And that's nothing against him. I get it, because there's so much disappointment in radio advertising for advertisers. Over the years, I've heard story after story about, well, I tried radio, but it didn't work. I will tell you this, and he told me this morning, Mr. Barks is going to dump a radio station that he's on and join us the day after Memorial Day, because it's flat out not working at the other place. And that thrills me that it didn't work. The problem that I run into is when people have a sour taste in their mouth from radio advertising, well, I tried, it was a waste of money, and I might as well have just thrown the money down the toilet. It makes it even tougher for us to show them what can be done with radio advertising. So it thrills me to welcome Complete Auto Body. I'll probably say that name 10 times today. I almost want to ask you folks if you would just go out and just have a minor traffic accident. just a minor. We don't want anybody to get hurt. It's a little fender bender so we can flood them with work. They don't just do auto body work either. Tires, brakes, the whole thing. At three, again, complete auto body. We will officially welcome them on May 26th. Tuesday, that week. They may be on Tuesday, Wednesday, I don't know, but that week we'll welcome them. So that is great news. It's great news that Annie Guns is reopening, Ballast Dental Care is reopening, First Community reopening. Hallelujah. And I think a lot of people probably feel the same way. And to anybody out there who is uncomfortable with that, stay home. Stay home. And I know at Ballast, I read the thing they sent to all their patients, and then what's going to happen is you're going to wait in your car. You'll have an appointment to go to the dentist. You'll let them know when you pull up, and then they will text you in your car and say, come on in. I don't have a problem with that at all because, to tell you the truth, I don't mind waiting in my car. Waiting rooms, and theirs is an exception to most and better than most, but any waiting room, if there are any people in there, three or four, it's like being in an elevator. It's kind of a weird setting because do you make eye contact with people? Do you speak to people? Do you look away? You know, in the elevator, nobody looks at each other. It's just weird. You look down, you look up, look at the ceiling. A waiting room is kind of like that. And then, not so much in a dentist's waiting room, but do you ever go into a waiting room for a doctor and look around and wonder what's wrong with everybody in there? Have you ever done that?
Wonder what's wrong with that guy.
Mm-hmm. Because if you're in there, if it's an orthopedic guy, you try to catch him when they walk in. Did he limp? Oh, but he's in here for a hip or a knee or something. If it's more internal, then your mind really starts to race. Well, that person got VD, syphilis?
I was just in one today. For about an hour in a waiting room. I was there for about a half hour. I did some tests. I had to go out back up another half hour.
And you're the guy everybody's looking at going, I wonder what's wrong with that guy.
No, but the thing is everybody had a mask on. And so you're not only wondering what's wrong with them, but you're wondering, I wonder what they look like. Because from the neck down, that's looking pretty good.
Yeah.
But you can't really tell from the neck up if it's a butter face or if it's an ice cream face.
No, this whole thing has been a great blessing for ugly people. It has, because whether you want to admit it or not, you're treated differently depending on how you look. If you're good looking, you got an advantage. You just do. You're more likely to get that appointment. I've been trying to make an appointment with that guy, and then when, let's make it a female, finally gets a chance to meet the person in person, they go, sure, I can get you in tomorrow once they know what you look like. So the mask has been a great blessing for those of us who don't look like Brad Pitt.
Dan, you don't know what an ice cream face is?
No.
You know what a butter face is, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Butter face is, you like everything about her butter face.
Well, yeah.
Ice cream face is, every time I see you, I scream, woo!
Yeah! Oh.
That could go the other way. I scream. Ah!
Oh, yeah.
Well, that could be a bad scream.
Well, that's butter takes care of that.
Butter takes care of
that. That's one of those things my wife didn't get at first. Butter face. What does her face look like? Butter? I didn't get it. I said, no. Well, she's nice and she's well educated. Butter face. And then she goes, oh, okay. She finally got it. So everybody in the waiting room had a mask on?
Everybody worked there. Everybody that waited there, they had masks at the front thing. If you didn't have a mask on, they gave you one to wear to go in.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, it's a medical facility. I get it, sure. I guess. And then we're not going to get into it.
They gave you one, though, instead of just turning you away in case you didn't have one.
Well, I had one, and I asked, but they had really nice ones. And so when I left, I said, can I get one of those masks? Because I'm going to come back here tomorrow to get a COVID test. I said, can I take one of those with me? No, we'll give it to you when you come back.
Oh.
Yeah, stockpile.
I have four of them. I have four. Two are in my car. I have four. I don't wear any of them, but I have four. Don't email me and tell me I'm crazy for not wearing them. I don't want to hear it. That's my choice, and I don't wear them. So welcome. We're glad to have you with us on, I already told you what date it is.
Yep, mm-hmm. You did.
Yeah. Anybody have anything to say?
I do.
Oh, that's right. You started, and then I had something, and you never got to start. So go right ahead. Dan Strauss, everybody.
Thank you so much, Frank.
Welcome.
I just want to remind people that we will be doing a Facebook Live on Saturday.
We like the show, all of us?
No, the my band, Seventh Planet Band. It's never
heard of it.
What's the address?
Pardon me?
You keep saying the name of the place, but you don't say the address. What's the address of where it is?
Circa?
Where people can drive up and listen?
Well, if it's not raining, which Saturday it looks like the weather's going to be crap. I mean, the entire weekend the weather's supposed to be crap. But if it's not raining and we get to play because we play outside, Circa is in the southwest quadrant.
You don't know where you're going, do you?
No, it's at the southwest quadrant. It's right at Manchester. Southwest quadrant.
Everybody will be there except Dan.
Manchester and what?
Forgot to find out where it was.
Manchester and 270, pretty much.
So that, like, back down where the old Casa Gallardo was?
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, there's a DMV office. There's a garage. There's an open-air garage or overhang where you can play live music?
No, it's a patio.
Oh.
It's a patio, and we play live music to the parking lot. And people have to park, and they have them spaced out. Cool. And then you can bring a chair or whatever. So it's kind of like a drive-in concert.
Do the owners of the parking lot know you're going to do this?
No, they don't know. No, we just
figured by the time the police get there, they got their best three songs in.
Yeah.
So if I were a musician, had a band, here's how serious I'd be. Rain, storm, lightning. Play anyway. Play outside. Pouring down rain, lightning. Go ahead. Show them what you're made of.
But our equipment's electronic.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Play.
Ruin it.
Please. Play.
It would ruin it. So if it does rain and we end up not playing at Circa, we will play in the Blue Foam Room where we generally practice, and we're going to play there and do Facebook Live.
What matters most is, what time is it again?
5 o'clock.
And since most people will not be in their cars going there, especially if it rains, where do you see it? Can we go to our site, Facebook page, facebook.com/AM and the PM?
Yeah, I will.
And you
share
can
it
watch
there.
It there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Yeah, I have one more thing. There's so many.
Once again,
sports.
Dan Strauss, everybody.
Thank you so You're much, welcome. Frank. You know, the sports, null and void right now. There's no sports at all.
Right.
But they are going to have televised the World Origami Championship.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
I said it. Sorry. I caught it.
So it's gonna be on pay-per-view.
So you watch people fold pay-per-view. It was
my bad.
That was over his head. That was over my head.
I wanted to mix it up a little bit.
Did you know that he was joking?
Yeah, when he said pay-per-view.
No, because in this weird world we're in, there actually could have been that competition.
I didn't know what origami was. I had to look it up.
I
see that now.
I made this.
Making dragons.
It's a flower out of paper.
Okay, and here's another good point, Dan. Here's another lesson in communication. You're assuming that everybody knows what origami is. It's a Japanese paper folding thing, but if you don't know that, your joke about it's on pay-per-view, nobody would get it.
I know.
I made a flower.
Now that I know what it is, it's funny.
Did you do that?
Yeah, I made a paper.
You just did that?
Yeah, I just made some origami paper, and I got like three of them down here. It's a Lotus.
How do you know how to do that?
My dad taught me. Just the paper folding technique.
No,
look,
kidding.
See? There you go. There's another one.
Did you make? What did you make?
I'll put a picture on Facebook.
You ever see these people who can take a dollar bill and make a duck out of it or something? You ever see those?
Well, that's Julie's mom would do that all the time on our trips.
Apparently, you can fold up a dollar bill so it looks like a little button-up shirt. I've seen it done, but I don't know how to do it. And I think that's the coolest thing. Yeah.
Have you seen the movie Dan in Real Life?
No.
With
Steve Carell?
With Steve Carell, who had the things ripped off his chest.
No. Oh. That's 40-year-old version.
Right. Steve Carell's the actor, though. Okay. I couldn't think of his name. It's a great movie. I just rewatched earlier this week. The whole family gets together in a cabin in the Northeast, and they have like a little family reunion, and there's a little love triangle going on. He's got his wife died. He's got three daughters, and they have a talent contest. And you're talking about folding origami papers and people doing talented things. He catches his 15-year-old daughter with a boy in this movie, and he makes the boy go home. And the girl screams at him, "You're a murderer of love!" You know, and she's all dramatic and everything. And so just to get him back during the talent contest, and this, I'm circling back here to Limey's origami and folding technique. His 15-year-old daughter during the family talent contest takes a cherry and sucks on it, kind of stimulatingly so for a while. Yanks it off,
ties the knot,
chews it real slow, puts the stem in her mouth, and ties a knot with it.
Have you ever seen that? Witnessed it in person?
I've tried to do it and can't. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, I think very few people can. I have watched, stood there, put the cherry stem in, comes out as a knot tie. Now, how do you do that?
I don't know, but you take that woman home and you get her a drink.
Yeah. Or three. A drink or four.
Yeah, right. Buy her a steak dinner.
You take her home.
The cherry offsets the butter, by the way. If a girl could do that, cherry outweighs butter.
She doesn't have to meet your mother. But,
cherry butter.
I have to agree with you.
Cherry butter, I'm all in on cherry butter.
You better make a breakfast.
She can tie a cherry stem into a knot. Butter phase. Who cares? Anything else?
No. Anybody else?
I have a quick one.
Yeah. Here's Tim Woodburn. I almost forgot your name. Go ahead. You're welcome.
I was waiting for you to say you're welcome. I didn't want to be rude.
Almost forgot.
There's a two word phrase that's going to become real popular and it's going to become real popular among sports fans and that two and maybe even the general public. And that two word phrase that I saw today in a story about the NBA resuming play is the phrase risk tolerance. Everybody moving forward is going to have a risk tolerance factor of what they are and aren't willing to do. Oh. And the NBA players have agreed that their risk tolerance is we'd rather risk getting the COVID than not getting paid what we need for the rest of the year. So they're the first league that's agreed to essentially they're getting a pay cut tomorrow. They're going to start resuming game. They've agreed to resume play at a reduced salary. None of the other leagues have done that because none of the other leagues, baseball, hockey, even football, have agreed to what their risk tolerance is. But the NBA risk tolerance is they've agreed to play. Even if a player gets the COVID,
keep playing.
They're going to keep playing. They're not going to let him play, but they're going to keep playing.
Well, I have to tell you, I would be in that group. Mm-hmm. Because, one, if you get it, again, the chances that it's going to kill you are right. I am a gambler. Those are odds I'll take. Mm-hmm. If it meant a livelihood versus poverty and welfare and begging and having to call relatives to pay the bill. Yeah, I'll go to work and I'll take right. that chance. Anything else, Limey? Nothing?
Nope, I got nothing. Yeah. Sorry.
Shut her down. First segment is officially closed. Dan, I have a documentary for you, and I want to watch this too. Evidently, ESPN now is going to be jumping in big time with it because of the success of the last dance with
Michael Jordan. Right.
So now here comes one called Last Ride. It is the story of a wrestler called The Undertaker.
Whoa,
oh my
God.
Yeah, I know the Undertaker.
I'm in for this.
That's going to be cool.
I'll watch
He's
this.
Been around for, what, like 30
oh,
years,
yes.
I think?
Hell
as long
yeah.
as I can
he's,
remember.
Yeah, he's top three creepiest looking wrestlers of all time.
Oh,
yes.
yeah.
He's, mm-hmm. He's like 6'5 or 6'6.
Oh, he's
a giant.
I think he's 6'10.
You know what? You may be.
I'm pretty sure he's actually
right. Hold on here. They've got in here somewhere. He's 55 years old now, and I'll eventually find it somewhere in this article. I think he may be like 6'10. He's a very important, big old long trench coat.
Yeah,
he looks like Death, you know.
Yeah.
The Undertaker, perfect name. And even if you're not into wrestling, which I'm not, but I have 6'10.
Wow.
I have. He's been the Undertaker since 1990. So, Jaime, you're right on it.
Wow.
30 years. And again, it's called.
Man, he always.
It's called Last Ride.
He always came in with his little manager, the pallbearer.
Oh,
a weird
yes.
little guy that looked like a Pat Gomez.
Pallbearer.
Yeah, pallbearer.
Yeah.
Man, oh, was that the wrestler's name?
No, that was his manager's name.
Pallbearer.
Pallbearer. Yeah. And he always carried an urn with him.
Perfect. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, the Burke segment's closed, which means, ladies and gentlemen, it's all yours. You have your own show for the next 25 minutes. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. Before we get to the calls, a reminder that he's already in the building. Scott Sherman will be here next hour to answer your legal questions. He is an attorney, and he's helped a lot of people. He's here to help you today. Let's talk to Chuck. Chuck, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I'm AM and the PM.
That is always good to hear. What's up?
So, So I'm sitting in my wife's car waiting for enough juice to flow into my service vehicle because I haven't driven it in about 6 weeks. So I heard you guys mention Dan in Real Life, and it's a great movie, but you forgot to mention the most important part of the movie.
I haven't seen it, so what is that?
And I'm going to need a Boeing after this. That was the red hot Juliette Binoche was in that movie.
I like her.
Well,
yeah.
And what about Emily Blunt dancing at the jukebox
when she went on a blind date?
Ruthie Pigface
Draper.
Yeah, they set him up with a girl whose nickname was Pigface in high school, and then she shows up to pick him up for a date, and she's smoking hot. Emily Blunt right. is who it was.
Why do we call her Pigface?
Yeah. I guess she was like an ugly
pig
kid.
Face as a kid. I don't know.
You know, that happens
in life. There's that girl that you mm-hmm. ignored because in grade school she was, you know, and you run into her later and go, oh man, am I sorry I ignored you?
Yep.
Yeah. Sorry I made fun of you.
It's a really good movie. Dane Cook's in it. The guy that played Frasier's father is in it.
Dane Cook's his younger brother, isn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, the guy with the dog, Eddie. I don't, Mahoney. Something Mahoney.
Yep.
Was his name. Yeah, he passed away a few years ago.
So the gal I sat next to in junior American history walked me to every one of my classes my junior and senior year, but I was going out with other girls, and I always liked her.
You okay, Chuck?
So I hadn't seen her in over a year, and I'm dating the gal who's now my wife, and I see her in a movie theater, and I go over and talk to her, and finally, the girl says, I think you need to get back to your date. And I go, yeah, you're probably right. And I come back, and my wife says, who was that? Well, she was my girlfriend then.
Right.
She says, who was that? And I said, oh, that was... And she says, I thought you said she wasn't that good looking.
Got you. Busted. But you probably made the better choice.
You better say it more convincingly.
Your wife might be listening. You better.
Hang a second.
Yeah.
Chuck, I got you. Don't worry. I can fix this.
Radio edit.
You probably made the better choice.
Yes. Of course I did.
There we go.
too much delay. It took you too long. All right, Chuck, was there anything else?
Nope.
All right.
Keep cranking out the good stuff.
All right. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye. I kind of like his first response, though. When you said, you probably made the better choice, his exact tone was, well, yeah.
And then he forgot. She could be listening. Could be. Let's go to, who's up first here? Priscilla?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Priscilla, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Hi, kids. I am AM in the PM so much, it's hurting again.
And you sound like we can tell. What's up?
Hey, I got something really fun for you guys.
Okay.
While sports are nada, as you said, I know Limey or someone talked about origami paper competitions.
All right.
There is marble racing on YouTube.
Stop it.
Oh. And I know.
Now you're talking.
That's hot.
So yeah. Funny. There's qualifying rounds. There's a total race course. There's play-by-play that sounds like soccer play-by-play.
What channel is this on?
It's on YouTube. Hold on.
If you just type in marble racing.
Okay, if it's on YouTube.
I'm not going to lie. I've seen some of it, and it is actually pretty hilarious, especially the play-by-play.
How do you race marbles?
You just put them on. The ones I saw, they did it on a beach where they kind of make it, like they make a track in the sand, and it slopes down, and then you just release some marbles.
This is like a NASCAR race course.
Really?
I mean, there's little marbles in the sand. And there's play-by-play, and there's like a roller coaster, you know, like not a pulley, but like a track that takes you up and then shoots you down, and it's hilarious.
This will be hilarious for about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Well, they only last about 6 or 7 minutes, but again, the play-by-play is hilarious. They talk about, oh my gosh, Porsche just lost. He's psychologically devastated. Let's see if he can get back on the outer rim. It's hilarious.
Okay. Well, check it. Marble racing on YouTube. Got it.
Try it.
All right, Priscilla. Thank you.
Bye.
There goes Priscilla. She's in a good mood today.
Remember roller derby?
Sure. Yes.
With women?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
The Kansas City Bombers?
It was rough.
Yeah.
Well, It was rough.
I found out that was fake also.
Is it really?
Yes.
Oh, no.
What do you mean also?
Wrestling.
What?
Oh, well.
Thanks a lot.
Well, what's next? Santa Claus?
I know. Hey. We used to watch that on Sunday mornings. It was always wrestling at the Chase and roller derby on Sunday mornings on Channel 11.
You cannot fake a floor burn in roller skating. When those gals went down, they saw the scabs and the injuries on their legs and stuff.
Got hurt, but I think it was planned on who was.
They
like win
they pulled their stuff. Punches a little bit,
yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, they still knew who the winner was going to be.
Yeah.
Right,
but if you hit the deck on a roller rink surface, yeah, you're going to get messed up a little bit. Can we talk to Dave? You
know? Yeah.
Once again, 314. If you want to join us, we'd love for you to. It's your chance. Your chance to be on the radio. 314-821-0590. 855-282-8255. Dave, welcome aboard to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Well, guys, I am AM and the PM.
Good to hear.
But I am forlorn. I have to say goodbye to sports. I just read the article about Joe Buck where they're going to CGI fans and have fake crowd noise and things for games.
Oh, I know. I heard that.
What?
What? I don't like that.
During football,
I don't like it at all.
Was it?
Yeah, football and baseball. Yeah. They're going to do it for both.
No way.
Here's how much I don't like it. I'm not only going to forego it, I'm going to five go it. How about that?
Yeah. Ooh, well, there you go.
How much I don't like it. Thank you. Thank you so much.
As baseball, has the Players Association agreed to anything
yet?
No, I don't think they have.
They haven't agreed to salary cuts. They haven't agreed to what happens if somebody tests positive. They haven't agreed to where they're going to play the games.
Yeah.
The Toronto team has to completely. Canada's prime minister says any ball player that comes across our border has to quarantine for 14 days before we'll let them out. So that means Toronto's going to have to find a place in the United States to play their games.
Yeah.
Wow.
So their fans are just SOL.
Yeah.
So this is, Dave, this is football, right? That you read this.
Yeah, that's what Fox is planning to do on football is to CGI in the crowd.
That just doesn't. And look, I'm not a big sports guy, but that doesn't do it for me.
Yeah, it doesn't do it for me. I say just shut it down. Let's forget the whole thing. I'm glad the Blues then would be the last Stanley Cup winner there ever will be. Turn the Enterprise Center into a homeless shelter. Turn Busch Stadium into a homeless shelter. If this is what we're going to do, I mean, nobody's going to guarantee me if I ever go to a ball game again, which I probably never will, that I won't get influenza A or influenza B, or maybe get a tummy ache from a hot dog, or maybe get carjacked when I walk out.
We've gone
way too far.
There's no guarantee when somebody delivers your pizza to your house or your DoorDash meal or whatever it is. There's no guarantee that person didn't come in contact with something and put it on your food box. There is no guarantee of anything.
And then there's a benefit to football if you just CGI the players as well, make it like a video game, like Fortnite or whatever they call that stupid thing. Let some college kids sit in their basement and play the games. They can have their electronic league. Everybody can watch it. There'll be no concussions. There'll be no injuries. Nobody has to worry about anything. And just
like
let the players go and say, thank you, we enjoyed it, but no more sports. If we're going to do this, just forget the whole thing.
I think you're onto a moneymaker, Dave. Thank you. Thank you for the call.
If I was good at video games, maybe I could, but I'm not. So I say goodbye to the whole thing.
As a real quick follow-up to that, the reason why they'll play games at the major league level in all sports is because television revenue still generates enough money that the players can still make a pretty good salary.
Right.
What it's going to annihilate, though, is the minor leagues, because in the minor leagues, about 85-90% of their revenue is ticket revenue, and if they can't have fans, there will be no minor leagues in baseball this year. And what all those players do for a living and how they feed themselves, I have no idea.
Well, and here's the other thing. Let's say you're selling advertising time on TV to an advertiser.
Mm-hmm.
Convince me I'm Mr. McDonald's or I'm Mr. Taco Bell or I'm Mr. whatever, O'Reilly Auto Parts. What are you selling me? You have no way of knowing. They may check it out, but about 10 minutes of this fake crowd thing, guarantee me an audience.
Now, you see, what would be good for these marketing people, people who work for Hulu and the Amazon streaming services like that, where you still get the ads while you're watching your TV shows. They've got to be loving this right now because everybody is at home watching TV, Netflix, but they don't have commercials, but you know. So they need to be out there like Hulu saying, hey, we've got millions of people at home watching this.
Can I stop everything right now? This is my day was just made 5 seconds ago.
Why?
Listen to this text. What time is it? 3:45? About 3:20, I mentioned that Complete Auto Body will be joining this show the day after Memorial Day. I just got a text from the owner of Complete Auto Body. Here's what he says. We just got our first referral coming in tomorrow for an estimate because of your show.
Oh, wow.
Success. And we haven't even really gone on the air with him yet.
That's great.
Wow, thank you.
Way to go, yeah.
So allow me, if you would, to just address quickly all the advertisers, all the business people who are wondering, how do we tell people who we are and what we do coming out of this COVID thing? Well, I don't know what else I can do to convince you this show gets results. Complete Auto Body already has a customer, and we don't start till the day. Whoever you are out there, you're probably still listening. I don't know who you are. You have no idea how much I appreciate that you've already called Complete Auto Body to get an estimate for some damage that was done. So that's it. Advertisers, you can keep dunsing around and buying radio that doesn't work or buying something else that doesn't work, or you can, you know, bite the bullet, shell out some real money, but know that it'll come back to you many times over. We'd love to have your business. Let's talk to, what do you think here, Jim. Welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you, Jim?
I'm doing great, and I just wanted to let you know I tried my first pot of Clipper coffee this morning. I picked it up last night on the bottom shelf at Schnucks, just like you said it would be there. And it is darn good. So everybody else out there, spend a few bucks more, just like Frank said, and try a can of it. You might be really impressed with it.
All right. Well, thank you. Tom Charleville thanks you, and I thank you. Appreciate it.
Yep. Take care, guys.
Thank you, Jim. I got to make a quick note to talk about. Somebody mentioned video games. Only other people who play a game will appreciate the story I got to tell here about my game.
Black.
Yeah, Black. Nice. You'll actually align me. I think you'll appreciate it. I mean, run more word as a reminder there. I got it. Let's go to Kevin? Kevin, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Hey, Frank, AM and the PM.
Thank you, Kevin.
Hey, I was telling your ankle bender producer that have you heard of the Chase Rice song, Lonely If You Are?
No, I haven't.
You need to have Limey pull it up.
I've never even heard of Chase Rice. What's
an ankle bender?
He might be a newer guy, but he talks about AM and the PM in it.
No way. Well, I already like it. Is he a country singer?
Yes, he's a country singer.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, because the name Chase, maybe a showbiz name. Limey's pulling it up. You got it?
Yeah, I got it now. He's an odd-looking country musician. He's wearing like a baseball cap and a leather jacket and a hoodie on.
Yeah, that's the new look.
Kind of looks like a rapper.
All right, now we'll cut you loose, Kevin. We'll listen to a little of it, okay? Thank you. What's it called again?
It's Lonely If You Are by Chase Rice.
Oh, I'll bet he's referring
to... If it's Friday, you know I'll be kicking back with the boys down at Santa's Pub. But don't hesitate, don't even think about waiting. I'll just top it up. Yeah, I'm ready if you're ready or wondering. Stop thinking, hit send. Doesn't matter if it's last call from a late night sidewalk. Little too buzz, a little too drunk. You could have your hair down all curled up on the couch. And the quiet ain't loud enough. Nah, it could be AM or PM.
Okay. It could be AM or PM.
Yeah, right.
Not AM in the PM.
No.
Still, though, got it close.
Still, close.
We can change it. It could be AM in the PM.
That'll be your job, Dan.
I can have that.
You go in. We have the most sophisticated equipment in all of radio at 590. Mm-hmm. You go in there and doctor it up.
The $6 million member. We have the technology. We can rebuild that song.
Yes.
I don't remember.
That was his eye.
I remember $6 Million Man.
Yeah.
And what was the name of that guy?
Steve Austin.
Steve Austin. His real name was...
Lee Majors.
Yes.
Yeah.
Lee Majors.
Have the technology. We can rebuild him.
And then there was a $6 million
woman.
Man, he
got a good memory.
That's right.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but that was...
Hold on.
Like Lindsay Wagner?
This, yes, Lindsay Wagner. Not the hit the other one was. Kind of a ripoff of, not as good.
But man, as, when they got together,
$12 million worth of sex.
Yeah.
What you got there?
A couple years ago, I went over to the East Side and met the $60 woman.
Yeah, and you're still paying for it in penicillin bills. Let's bring Will in here. Will, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
I'm doing great, AM and the PM.
Thank you very much.
What I have to talk about real quick, if I may, Frank, a couple years ago I bought 2 nail guns from Global Tool in Old Town and New Town, St. Charles. Okay. I had a gun injury. And I didn't get to use them. They sat in the garage. They never were used. And they, when I went to use them, they didn't work. I called the guy up, and John, he was going to get them serviced, but I needed to go to work. So for $100 difference, he upgraded me to the Barash Pro model, swiped it out. He didn't have to do that. I got boxes of nails for both guns. But they co-own Watco Tools. I'm trying to get them to advertise on 590. But it, these guys work with you. If there's a tool you need for whatever, they can come up with it or they've got it. And they're very well priced on so much stuff. But it's, they didn't have to do that, Frank. But that's service. That's old fashioned service.
Well, it's still out there. It's still out there from time to time. You run into it. Not as often as you should. Well, I've never heard of them, but good for them.
Yeah, it is. They're worth mentioning, Frank. They really are.
Well, you just mentioned them. So
thank you.
There you go. Thank you. Okay. I don't know that I don't know where that came out of sort of nowhere.
But I think he's trying to get them to advertise.
Well, he's not going to be successful at that. You can't. When you have to talk somebody into doing business with you, it generally doesn't work. They have to want to do it. They have to, at least in this case. Let's go to Doug. Doug, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Hey, Frank, AM and the PM.
Thank you.
I'm not sure how to ask this question. One of two ways. That clock that Tim keeps having to adjust in the studio there, what brand is it? Because I want to make sure I know.
Well, I'm looking at it now. On the lower left, what does that say? Can anybody read that? It's a digital, it's a beautiful clock. It's programmable.
Paravel.
We have analog on the left and digital on the right. And what is it?
Paravel Systems.
Paravel Systems, whatever that is.
And it digital keeps losing clock. Time. Huh?
No, it doesn't. He's in charge of making sure it doesn't. It has never lost a minute, but if it does, he's on it.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why he checks and rechecks.
All right. I was just checking because I was going to send you another one that, like, you know, maybe kept better time. And
now this keeps, I appreciate that. This keeps perfect time. You could still send it. I'll just take it home. What is it?
Well, one of those that catches the airwaves from, I don't know, the same source that you're talking about.
Okay, yeah, this I have some of those, a couple of those at home.
Atomic clock.
Yeah, atomic clock. No, this one is big and is lit up. It's beautiful, big LED. You can put a happy birthday Limey on it. It's got a keyboard programmable thing. But that's a nice offer. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, Doug.
Good luck on the trivia today.
Considered. That's nice, but it won't do any good. Let me announce the winner now. Scott Sherman.
Yeah.
Today's trivia.
Scott Sherman.
Thank you, Doug. Go ahead and get that out of the way. Look at this hour's flying by. Let's go. Real quick. Go ahead.
The system, the Paravel Systems website, the system to connect a digital clock to your regular TV, that actual system costs $295.
Oh.
Wow.
For anybody who's interested.
Well, that basically looks like a TV.
Right.
Well,
screen. Right.
It is.
Right.
Before we talk to, it's going to be John. I don't want to forget to do this. Thank you so much, everybody. Every once in a while, we do something we didn't mean to do, and it works. The Tom Charleville Hour, I cannot believe the response that I got in support of Tom and what he has done and is doing and trying to do. Thank you for that, all of you. Not one complaint, not one negative email. It was riveting, and it was a fast hour, and I appreciate those of you who let me know how much you appreciated us letting him come on and tell his story. Now we can go to John. John, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
I'm doing well, Frank. As always, AM and the PM.
That's the way it should be. What's up?
Well, when you started the show by saying Butterface and Ice Cream Face,
mm-hmm.
I really thought someone was going to the... remember the old that joke, Penguin takes his car to a mechanic?
A penguin takes his car to a mechanic? I don't.
Well, while he's working on the car, he walks across... The penguin walks across the street to go get an ice cream cone. Comes back and the guy...
I just told this joke. You ruined it. It's not a penguin. It's a guy who lives way up north with a snowmobile. I tell it every year. During the winter.
You just recently told it.
I didn't tell the punchline.
You recently told it on the show.
All right, we got 20 seconds.
I tell it every winter. Right. Every winter.
Yep.
Right. Okay. I remember hearing it before, but that's why I thought you guys were coming up with it away. When you're talking about ice cream face.
No, because that's a joke and these are expressions. Two different things.
Well, Dan, I'll send you the link that I have on it.
What, to the joke?
Okay. Yeah, they're penguins talking about it.
I don't need it.
I'm sorry. They're monkeys.
Okay.
Some of the jokes.
Oh, now it's a monkey. Oh, you can send it, but I'm going to probably stick with my joke, my version of it. But thank you.
Go ahead. That's fine, okay. Frank. But that's, like I said, I was trying to refer to something there.
I appreciate it.
Hey, everybody, have a great day.
Thank you, John. Thank you. Yeah. Why are we baiting 56. Here? I know why. I know you told me, and I didn't pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're taking a break. We need it. We're tired. And we'll be back. And after the news, Scott Sherman on 590 The Fan.
Hot Shots Arnold, St. Charles and Wentzville are now open. They cannot wait to serve you safely. Despite some changes, all regulations and safety protocols will be followed, including social distancing and limited seating. They want you to feel and be safe while visiting and enjoying your Hot Shots favorites, just like you have come to expect for the past 30 years. Call the Arnold, St. Charles, or Wentzville locations, or email customerservice@hotshotsnet.com with any questions. Thank you for continuing to support local.
590 The Fan is a locally owned and operated business that wants to help your business during this pandemic. Do you need to find new ways to reach your customers? Would you like to promote your business now so you are top of mind right after the crisis has resolved? Well, you can with no strings attached. We are offering a no-charge advertising campaign, first come, first serve, during the month of May. Please email to sales@590thefan.com with your contact name, email, and phone number, and a sales manager will contact you within 24 hours.
Cybergs and Arnold is now open, so head on over and get those shark bites fresh. You can still check in with your local Cybergs, Helen Fitzgerald's, and Twisted Tree for curbside orders. Select Cybergs locations and Helen's will still be slinging their curbside cocktails, growlers, and packaged beer. While Twisted Tree is serving a special menu with favorites from seafood, steak, and more. Check out Cybergs.com, HelenFitzgerald's.com, and TwistedTreeSteakhouse.com for menus, hours, and info on all locations.
Support locally owned small business, Bertarelli Paper Company, for all of your business PPE needs. Work with Marco and his family directly, and they will handle your order. Masks, hand sanitizer, disinfectant sprays, disposable gloves, toilet paper, and more. Thermoscanners are in stock now. Order today. They are perfect for offices, gyms, and other high-traffic businesses. Contact Marco directly by emailing marco@bertarellico.com or calling 314-323-0712, and he will take your order and take care of you.
The Village Bar, now open Monday through Sunday, noon to 8 p.m. for curbside pickup. If you have a large order, we will deliver. Our quart-sized chili is also available to feed the entire family. We're located at 12247 Manchester Road in De Pere. To order, call 314-821-4532.
There's no better time to get those gardens and greens around the house, and Franklin Group and Associates is here for you. They are a generational family-owned business carrying a wide variety of locally grown annuals, perennials, vegetables, hanging baskets, flowering shrubs, and potted plants. They are currently taking personal delivery orders and providing curbside pickup. They work with the best landscape designers in the area and are waiting to fill your order. Call Jack now at 314-422-7056 to experience a product second to none.
Your home and chimney must be sealed to prevent freeze and thaw damage to bricks and mortar joints.
Sealing these areas reduces the need for costly repairs if damage has not yet occurred. Allowing water, mold, and insects into the home and chimney result in the need for tuck pointing. Call Approved Home Improvements for your tuck pointing and sealing needs today. Now offering 50% off all tuck pointing services completed by May 30th. Call now to receive this offer. 314-780-6080.
And while we all have more time at home, take a moment and go to carltoninsurance.net to see just how much the James Carlton State Farm team can save you. Whether it's home, life, or car insurance, the James Carlton State Farm team is here in your neighborhood, ready to provide you with a customer experience unmatched in the industry. Rates continue to drop as fewer cars are on the road. Now is as good a time as ever to make sure your family has the best protection at the right price. If your insurance costs a leg and an arm, call James Carlton State Farm, 314-961-4800.
Covering St. Louis.
I cannot recommend it highly enough.
590 The Fan. More than just sports. KFNS Wood River, St. Louis.